025, Monday night, finishing up Mitzvah Shem Simen Mem Zion. So really, these last Beis and Yud Gimel really go together. Really, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel really are really. Yud Aleph talks about Shinas Kva Biyom. That's Yud Aleph, right? So that's a machlokis. Now the question is, why wouldn't it be a hefsek? Why wouldn't it be? There's a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam we mentioned yesterday that holds every morning you make a new Bichas HaTorah, and it's really, it has nothing to do with Hefsek. It's almost like a Bichas HaShach. And if you wake up and it's not the morning yet, you don't make a Bichas HaTorah. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And conversely, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you stay up the whole night, then for sure you make Bichas HaTorah in the morning. It's a new day, you make Bichas HaTorah. So we don't pass from the Rabbeinu Tam. So we pass in that a Shinas Kva Balayla is definitely a Hefsek. Shinas Kva Balayla is definitely a Hefsek. So we'll see the why. We'll see. It doesn't seem to be so partial. Let's say you sleep a Shinas Kva at night twice. Like, what's the Shinas Kva Balayla? Like, why is that intrinsically different than a Shinas Kva Biyom? That's really the question. Why it, so really the most logical way to learn is sort of a semi Rabbeinu Tam. A semi Rabbeinu Tam. What do I mean by that? Rabbeinu Tam holds every morning, Bichas HaShachar, Bichas HaTorah also. We take it down a little and we say when you wake up from your night's sleep. In other words, it's also not because it's a hefsek, but it's because we have a Rabbeinu Tam's, we also hold like a Rabbeinu Tam's perspective. You wake up in the morning and you make a new Bichas HaTorah. But we say it's after a night's sleep. When you wake up, when you get your neshama, you say it, when you get your neshama back, like that's your fresh day. That calls for a new Bichas HaTorah after you've slept. And now you start fresh. Otherwise, it's really, even physiologically, it's like a continuation of the old day. Why do I say that? Because it's really not so posh to differentiate between a Shinas Kva Balayla and a Shinas Kva Biyom. What's the difference in terms of Hefsek, strict Hefsek? And even if you'll say there is a difference, so why will the Mishnah Berurah soon say that if you sleep at night, a Shinas Kva, and you wake up, and then you go again to sleep a Shinas Kva at night, because there's enough time in the night to sleep two Shinas Kvas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't make two Bichas HaTorahs. So why not? It's a Shinas Kva Balayla. So Teretz says there's nothing magic about a Shinas Kva Balayla. What's magic about a Shinas Kva Balayla is really a Rabbeinu Tam type perspective. Again, Rabbeinu Tam holds every morning you make a new Bichas HaTorah. Bichas HaTorah lasts for 24 hours. Like some brands of antiperspirant. Lasts for 24 hours, Bichas HaTorah. And that's it. Whether you slept, you didn't sleep, it lasts for 24 hours. We do not, and therefore when you wake up and it's 4 in the morning, you can learn, you learn without Bichas HaTorah, according to Rabbeinu Tam. We don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. But we do, really. That's what I'm saying. That really is the most logical. We do, really. We also say that when you start your day, when you wake up and you're starting your day, you make Bichas HaTorah. We just hold that comes after a night's sleep. It could happen even if it's still the middle of the night. Your day started. You woke up. You had a Shinas Kva Balayla and you woke up, so your day started. So you make Bichas HaTorah. But if you're going to say that, and really you see it in Kivega like that, that's too complicated to go into. But if you're going to say just a shinus kva as a hefsek, you're really hard pressed to explain the difference between a shinus kva b'layla and a shinus kva b'yom. Okay, so Sif Yud Aleph says a shinus kva b'yom is not a hefsek. Sif Yud Beis says that at night you keep learning, and as long as you don't sleep, the Bechsat Torah still takes effect. That's Sif Yud Beis. In other words, so the mashmos of Sif Yud Beis is really that a new day, you do have to make a new Bechsat Torah, sort of like a Benotam. That's the application of Sif Yud Beis. He says, Alayla Ilech Acher Hayom. So it's mashma, a new day is a new Bechsat Torah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Shaila. That's what's not clear. Even though for the Mechaber it's much more like that, but that's really not clear, and it has to do with Rabbeinu Tam and not Rabbeinu Tam. And that's why we find someone to make Maitziyas and Bechusay Torah. Sif Yud Gimel talks about like the opposite case. You slept, and there's still time in the day, and it's still night. Amashkin Kodim Orayom, you know, we had you stayed up a whole night, now it's today. Now we're having Amashkin Kodim Orayom Lulmod, you wake up before Alos. You wake up when it's still night. So the Mechaber Paskins Mavorik Bechusay Torah. The Mechaber's point is Veina Tzorach Lachzor Lavorach Shielach Lebeis HaKnesses. You don't make it again when you go to shul. So you say, wow, that sounds weird. Why in the world would you think so? Well, there is a Sheepus Rashi that holds you do say it again. We won't go into it. It's Nitchem Me'alocha. Rashi says in the privacy of your home you make Bechusay Torah before learning when you wake up. Then if you go to shul many hours later, you make Bechusay Torah again as part of, like, the tzibur, part of the... Rashi compares it to Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. It's not so clear, like, what the gather of that Bechusay Torah is, and we don't have to really talk about it. It's Nitcha Me'alocha. But that's really the point of the Mechaber. That's what I'm trying to say. His chiddush isn't that you make Bechusay Torah when you wake up. His chiddush isn't that you don't have to make it a second time. You slept, but here's where you see clearly that sleeping a shinus kva at night definitely calls for a Bechusay Torah. Sleeping shinus kva at night. Sifin Aleph is sleeping shinus kva b'yom. Sifin Gimel is shinus kva b'layla. Now the Mechaber says, Amashkin Kodim Or Hayom, if you wake up and it's still nighttime, you can make all of Bechusay Shachar, with two exceptions. The Baruch Kol Seder HaBrachos, he could make all the brachos. His day started already, he could make all the brachos. Chutz mi'bichas anosim asech vivina, because of the shittas that it refers to the rooster, who's not crowing yet. Uparshas hatomid, because no korbanos were brought yet. Uparshas hatomid, she yamped in the law. So you want to like say tupsuk in the zimra, but you can't. You can't say parshas hatomid when it's still night. So yamtin meloim ratchi yeyor hayo to lalois of shachar. Hagol lechatchila yitol yadav kodim shivarech lulmoid. Okay, he's making a bracha. We assume his hand touched the chametz on the chusim beguf, so he certainly has to wash his hands. I'm sorry, he's talking about the Ruach Ra. So that's why it's only Lechatchila. And that's why he says if there's no water, so he learns and makes a bracha without Netila. But the Mishnah Berurah speaks out the important point that Menache Yoda B'chomidi de Menache. He has to clean his hands. Ruach Ra, you could learn with Ruach Ra on the hands. You can make a bracha with Ruach Ra on the hands. But you cannot make a bracha or learn with Yudayim Hamatunafos. So certainly the Mechaber is talking about Menake Yodah V'chomidi de Menake, it's called. You don't need water. You see people go against the wall, you wonder what they're doing. They're trying to be Menake Yudayim V'chomidi de Menake. You rub your hands in sand. It's a wonderful Nikoyo thing. Maybe you have a little packet. Didn't Mordechai Bernstein once sell these little soap packets? It was like, you wash your hands with like an alcohol solution. Soap. No, you sold the pastels. Okay. Good. So that's this din. So if you give a talk to them when you wake up and it's still night time. Baruch Mech Zatari, the Mishnah Berurah says, if Chavtes. Bafim Chozav Yashin, he goes to sleep again. Achakach Shinas Kva, Kodim Or Hayom, O Bayom, Ein Sorek Lachzer Ulubarek. No new bracha. Even if he slept for a second time, Shinas Kva Balayla. No new bracha. That's what we were trying to explain a few minutes ago. Why not? Shinas Kva Balayla. There it is. You only wake up and start your day once a day, once a night. You don't. That doesn't happen twice. Hashem gives you back in the Shema once. The other time it's like a nap. Of course, it's a Shinas Kva, but you don't have the experience of sleeping for the night and waking up refreshed for the day. That doesn't happen twice a night. That experience is a once nightly experience. The other part of the night, you went back to sleep. It's like you slept during the day. You napped. You were tired. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's why you don't have to make a new bracha. He must have a diet that shall let him lift up a bracha zu at shmas halayla shachra until the nighttime sleep. Of course, the chazal lefi ayay shanim shemusifin aleph. If you hold, you have to make a bracha on shinas kvab neyom. So then, of course, you'll have to make a bracha again when you wake up from your shinas kvab halayla the second time. If a shinas kvab neyom requires a bracha, certainly a shinas kvab halayla requires a bracha. But Maizu, we pask in not to make the bracha if Hashinus Kvab Yom. But that's what he says here. The Chozal of the Ayay Shem Mishabisif Aleph, Shabisif Yir Aleph. Av the Nashik Sadu Sham Dat Bishinas, Bishinas it should be. The Av Bishinas Kvab Yom Amavarech Lo Hivsid. Koshke Bezeh Shiye Yoshin Shinas Kva. Koydem Or Ayom Damavarech Lo Hivsid. That's certainly. You make a bracha there, you can certainly make a bracha here. Night, you're sleeping, Yeshino's Kvah. Okay, Kodim Or Hayom, you make the brachas. Vafilu b'mashke macha chatzos halayla leini inyan, right after chatzos. The daitei lachzor v'lisho no racha kachshinas Kvah. He has to take care of something, he wakes up, he can make bichas shachar. He's going back to Yeshino's Kvah, that's fine. Vafilu achi yuch l'varech choleilu ha-brachas now, v'shuv lo yitztorech l'varech osum k'shayokum b'boker. You don't make it a second time. Bichas shachar when you started your day. By the way, there's a clear implication in the Mishnah Berurah that this has to be after chatzos. That before chatzos halayla, you do not make bichas shachar. Chaim says that. Beferish, others argue with the point. They want to say the Mishnah Berurah is ladavka, but it's kind of weird he should throw in chatzos. I told you, Pikabola, there is something that after Chatzos, the new day is dawning, is coming. That belongs already to the next day, you know, even to daytime. But okay, that's this machlokes here.
Including, the Talis
Adayim. What?
Including on the Talis Adayim in the Seder HaBrachos.
If he wants to, he could, yeah. But then he would have to say the Bichas HaShachar. I would say, because you don't say on Tzilas Adayim unless you're davening, a substantial part of davening. You don't just do it in a vacuum. We learn in Sif Dalet. So, but Bichas HaShachar is considered already a significant enough part of davening that you can make on Tzilas Adayim. So whenever you make on Tzilas Adayim, you should really see, I know, maybe it's enough to make Asher Yotzar, Alokai, Shomer, Shomer, Satan, Bichas HaTorah, maybe that's enough.
But isn't that what when you say Birkot HaShachar, are you talking about that, or are you talking about
I'm sorry?
When you're talking about Birkot HaShachar, are you talking about that, or about...
No, he's talking about all 15.
About the brachas?
All 15 brachas.
But not Anatiyat Yadayim?
No, I don't know if he means... You certainly would make Anatiyat Yadayim too. Maybe he even means to include Anatiyat Yadayim. He doesn't say, he just says the word Birkot HaShachar. So there's one exception to this. Again, you wake up at night and you know you're gonna do something and you know you're gonna go to sleep again before Alois. So you could make all the brachas now. Chutz, except for Bichas Alakai Neshama, Yoyma Beli Chasimo, Vamaver Shein, Yoyma Beli Askoras Hashem. Vyarekach Shayoka Baboka, Yomin Oysen Baskoras Shemu Malchus Karoi. Okay, apparently the Mishnah Berurah holds that's when your Neshama gets taken away. by the second sleep. They wake up, the first sleep's a nap. Second sleep is where they take away your neshama. That's l'chayr. I mean, that's what it depends on. Okay, bina, except the lasechri bina before alois hashachar. That would be the shittas that the bina and the pasuk really is a reference to the human, to the seichel, person seichel, not to a rooster. Indeed, you should follow the din here and not make it before daybreak, unless you heard kol tarnagol. But the end of the year, it's a kol tarnagol, and you made the bracha once and say after chatzos. The dafka shabir chaisu mechatzos laila the elech. I will call them chatzos. Afilu but the end yachzor hu yivarech. Afilu im shoma kol tarnagol, but before chatzos. I am a beer alocha. What about the other brachas that we said the implication in the Mishnah Brura was that the other brachas also you should only say after chatzos? From what about b'di'evet? No, it doesn't say. What about the other brachas shachar before chatzos b'di'evet? Doesn't say. Mashma little just the sechmi bracha. Can't really tell because. Okay, so again, the implication in the Mishnah Berurah is that all Birchas HaShachar have to be after Chatzos. But he only talks about Beferish and Lezon HaSech Vivina. But that has to be even B'di'evet after Chatzos. Shouldn't even be before daybreak, L'chatchila, according to the Mechaber. Were being done a claim that hold it could, but only if the chatzais. Okay. Uparshus atobit v'chol mishnayis hakarbona shachrea came to mokram hakarboson vein hakarboson ala biyom. So you have to take it seriously. And it's keilu hikrav keilu krafti shlomim. And if it's a night, you don't say it. You can say the mishnah, but you can't say the yiros. You can't. Like have in mind that you're bringing the carbon, the kabbalas were not brought Shabbos, period. Okay, Sif Yudalad Nashim Mavarchos Bichos HaTorah. Why? Hatayim Ayim B'Bir Alocha. Let's look at the last B'Bir Alocha on the page, why women have to make Bichos HaTorah. Hatam Do Chayogos Lumon HaDinim Shalohem. That's reason number one. They have to learn their own dinim. On that, the Gra asks, but that's not a mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's what we call a chiltens. You know what a chiltens is? Every car mechanic has a chiltens. Chiltens writes manuals for every conceivable make of car, and it usually goes back 50 years, 40 years. And it tells you, you know, everything about the car, the size of the engine, and it goes into the old kishkas of the car. It's called Chilton's Repair Manual. You go into a store, you say, can I have a Chilton's from 1998? So they'll have here the 1998 cars, and all the old cars. But every year there's a new Chilton's, because there's new things on a car. You have to know how many cubic, whatever, and the horsepower, you know, everything about a car. Chilton's. So the Chilton's is my nickname for a how-to book, a Chilton's. It tells you step by step how to repair the alternator, how to make an oil change, everything step by step by step. So women have to do a Chilton's. They have to learn how to do their mitzvahs, but they don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah per se. That's the gross kasha on this first reason. The second reason is. So they say the karbonos, so they're learning, so they have to make a bracha on that learning that they have to say by davening. So according to the, so that also the Gro asks on. First of all, women didn't have a share in karbonos sibur, because they didn't give a machzah shekel. Sefer Sol. What? The Groy asks what? That's the Kasha. No, the Groy's asking on the Beer Halacha just brings down the reasons given. The Groy asks on those reasons. But Grubba Beer Chaylik al Zayatam, Ayan Shom. Elo, the Mishnah Berurah says the Beer Halacha al Zayatam, the Mavargo saying is because they could. It's like making a bracha on every mitzvah seishas man groma. So they could make a bracha, so there's no harm done. So they're allowed to. And that's all this did says that they're allowed to. Not that they have to. According to the first two reasons, they have to. And then b'chuyiv as much as a man. And they can be moitzi a man with the bracha. That's what the Beer Halacha says. But according to the last reason, they're not m'chuyiv. So they can't be moitzi a man. We're just saying that they could. The Groa throws a monkey wrench into that also. He says, there's just one slight problem. The Mechaber Shita is that women cannot make a bracha on mitzvah Zeishas Man Groma, as he says in Hukhas Lulav. So it would be a steer in the Mechaber. So we have three reasons, and the Groa doesn't like any of them. What if you say the girl, let me get a girl? There is a famous teretz. Again, we have the yisod that Birchas HaTorah is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's really more like a Birchas HaShlach. There's no reason why women can't say it, even if not before even the mitzvah. It's not a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. So that would be Taka Shah. And according to that, they could be moitzi men. Again, the Beer Halacha says three reasons. According to the first two, they cannot be moitzi men. They can be moitzi men. And according to the third, they cannot be moitzi men. According to this fourth, Svara was saying, they certainly can be moitzi men. The Gross says the reason that it's like Zman Grama, the same as Zivano one. I have to steer in the Mechaber. I don't know. Have to look at the Svarim on the Gross, what they say. And he has Sakasha, the famous, feminist complaint, that it says, Kala Malamed is beat the Torah, Kula Malamed the Tiflis. So how could they make a bracha? So that's only Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Ksav, about what they're supposed to learn. But, okay, that's not the Dina either, right?